This is Akashvani. New Services Division presents a special program on Nari Shakti Vandan.
Good evening, listeners, and welcome to Akashvani's special program. I am Anubha Rohatgi, and for those of you who are joining us, let me tell you that the program is about the three-day session which was called to discuss three very important bills on the floor of the House. These bills were the Constitution Amendment, 131st Amendment Bill 2026, the Delimitation Bill 2026, and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026. After a marathon two-day debate which saw MPs from both the government side as well as the opposition present their views on these three important bills, earlier in the evening the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026, which was intended to implement 33% women's reservation in the Lok Sabha and legislative assemblies, failed to get the nod in the lower house. The bill fell short of the two-thirds majority of 326 out of the total 489 members present in the Lok Sabha. During voting on the bill, 298 members voted in favor of it and 230 against the bill. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla announced the results of the voting, saying that it is not possible to move forward with this legislation as it failed to get the required majority for its passage. And joining me in this discussion is political analyst Shekhar Iyer. Mr. Iyer, welcome to our program.
Thank you.
Mr. Iyer, my very first question to you. We saw earlier in the evening that the bill was defeated. The 131st Amendment Bill was defeated on the floor of the House. What's your first reaction to that? Was it unexpected, given the fact that the government did not have the required numbers? What is your first reaction to that?
Well, it was expected, but at the same time, it is disappointing that everybody says, you know, women's quota should be implemented. But this bill, this particular move was about, you know, advancement of the 33% reservation in Parliament, which should be effective from the 2029 general elections.
Right.
But unfortunately, the opposition parties did not appreciate the concern with which the government had brought this move. Basically, this is an amendment because in 2023 itself, the Women's Reservation Act had been passed.
Yes.
But the provision in that bill was that this will be implemented after the first census is completed in 2026, followed by a delimitation commission, which will redraw the constituencies on the basis of population, that will, figures that will come in the 2026 census. And definitely it was a timeline that would have not seen implementation from 2029, but it would have taken further to 2034. That is why this amendment was brought. But the opposition parties, even while, you know, saying that they were for reservation for women, but they were not agreeable to the formula proposed by the Center for Delimitation.
Right.
That is the increase in the number of seats.
Right. So, you know, after this bill was defeated, there have been lots of reactions coming in from, especially from the NDA, the government NDA. And let's first listen into what the Women and the Child Development Minister, Annapurna Devi, said after this whole thing.
वर्षों से जो कांग्रेस इंडी गठबंधन की मंशा नारी शक्ति बिल को पास नहीं होने देना था, आज उनकी मंशा करोड़ों देशवासियों ने देख लिया कि वो नहीं चाहते कि महिलाएं विधानसभा और लोकसभा में पहुंचे, किंतु परंतु करके उनको बिल रोकना था, उन्होंने रोका। अब हिंदुस्तान की नारियां अब नहीं सहेंगी और करारा जवाब कांग्रेस और इंडी गठबंधन को देने वाली है।
Mr. Iyer, we just heard the Minister Annapurna Devi giving her reaction, and she said, of course, the Congress never intended for the women, you know, for the women of this country to get that reservation. The one thing that opposition has been, you know, all opposition, while in the two-day debate that we heard, they all said that we are for the reservation. We are all for, you know, we are all supporting the reservation for women, but we do not want it linked to the delimitation bill. So that was their premise for it. But we also saw the minister, the Home Minister Amit Shah, you know, giving his reasoning as to why this is important. What do you have to say for that? And in fact, not just the Home Minister, but even the Prime Minister said that if this bill does not get through, the opposition will have to, you know, give will have to be will be answerable to the women of the country.
Definitely. You see, last minute appeals were made by the Prime Minister and as well as the Home Minister, who spoke yesterday and also while replying today. See, the whole issue was about how to adjust this quota for women in the given the number of total number of seats in Parliament. That is why the Government of India proposed that we increase the present strength by 50%. And then once you increase it by 50%, then that portion can, that number can be used as for the one-third reservation, which will not affect any other constituency or any other section. And this was the most workable formula. But the opposition, whether it was deliberately or could not understand, one cannot say. But definitely, the political consideration played a big part. And they made out a case as if the South or the Southern India would be discriminated because they have a better control over population. Therefore, when delimitation is done, seats are decided on the basis of the population and South will be sidelined or will be neglected or the representation will go down, which was far from truth.
Yes.
In fact, the Home Minister, Mr. Amit Shah, even gave detailed figures how it will go up in Telangana, how it will go up in each of these states.
Right. So, like we said, that after the bill was defeated on the floor of the House, we've been getting, the minister, the leaders from both opposition and as well as the government have been, giving their reactions on premises of Parliament. So let's now go over to the Parliament House, where our correspondent Bhupendra is with us. He's been, covering this whole the proceedings in the Parliament since morning. Bhupendra, how was the atmosphere in the Parliament after the bill was defeated due to lack of support from the opposition parties, as the government alleges? Can you give us some latest updates?
Yeah, after the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026 was negated, the NDA MPs started protesting outside Parliament House, accusing opposition of not supporting this important legislation for Nari Shakti, and they termed this as against the women's reservation. However, the opposition countered the NDA allegation, saying that this is not a vote against women's reservation, but against delimitation. As far as the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026 is concerned, it was intended to operationalize one-third reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and the Legislative Assemblies through delimitation exercise based on the latest published census. And the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026 was not passed in the Lok Sabha today, as it failed to get two-third majority in the House. After the elaborate reply of the Union Home Minister Amit Shah, the bill was put for voting in the lower house, and out of 489 members present in the House, the required two-third majority was 326. And out of the total present members, 298 MPs voted in the favor of the bill and 230 against it. So it failed to get the required number. Back to you.
Bhupendra, thank you for giving us that update. And as our correspondent Bhupendra was saying, that there was a lot of protest, even during the debate on the House, and even after it, as I've been saying, that even after the debate, in the Parliament, once the bill fell through, there's been a lot of protest from the government side, and especially women MPs have been protesting quite a bit about it. Let's listen into what they said. Mr. Iyer, we just heard the women MPs, protesting against the, especially against the Congress Party, which was, it is basically holding the Congress Party instrumental in, the defeat of this particular bill. After the bill was defeated, Union Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the opposition has lost a historic opportunity to honor women. Rahul Gandhi, on the other side, he said via tweet that we've defeated the attack on the Constitution. Because, like I said, the opposition has been linking this whole women reservation, the amendment bill related to women's reservation, to the delimitation exercise. And so, like Rahul Gandhi said, that we've defeated the attack on the Constitution. How do you look at that?
Well, the reason that Rahul Gandhi advanced in the Lok Sabha today, the course of the debate, was that this whole exercise is being undertaken by the government to prevent a caste census.
Yes.
Number one. Number two, he said that the whole idea is to this will be depriving the states, particularly the south, the southern states, equal voice in parliament. Now, these are the charges which were, you know, made by the opposition MPs and which were answered. Where, in fact, Amit Shah was in particular to answer that none of the southern states are going to lose the current year they have. In fact, without that formula, if they were, because the opposition argument was, we will support you if you just implement it on the basis of 2011 census.
Yes.
Now, if 2011 census was applied, the number of seats that would have gone up is would have been far less than what was proposed by the government this time. They said, we will increase the present Lok Sabha strength of each of these states, southern states in particular, by 50%, and that means it goes up. In fact, I would like to quote the Home Minister, you know, the figures that he gave. These are very important figures to understand. There was no question of any discrimination, and this formula appeared to be the best way to move forward and see that the whole thing is implemented from right away for the 2029 elections. Now, I quote the Home Minister. He says, Karnataka presently has 28 Lok Sabha seats.
Right.
Now, this forms only 5% of the total strength of the Lok Sabha today. Now, under the proposed changes, the seat count would have gone up to 42. From 28 to 42. And with this strength, you know, the overall figure in parliament will remain the same, whatever it is today. Similarly, Andhra Pradesh has got 25 seats, which accounts for 4.6%. And that would have gone up to 38 seats. Right. Similarly, Telangana, which has 17 members, it would have gone to 26 seats. I mean, this is a better formula than what the opposition was saying is you implement from 2011. Because the contention was, if you do willing to implement it from 2011, then we will support it, which in fact would have been lesser number of seats. Whereas the formula that the government proposed, increase the present strength of each of the states, present Lok Sabha seats by 50%, and give that 50% to women. And just as I mentioned about Telangana, similarly Tamil Nadu, which has got 39 Lok Sabha seats, that would have gone up to 59. Which is 7.18%. So, and Kerala has got 20 Lok Sabha seats that would have gone to 30 seats.
Right.
So, this was the most workable formula that the Home Minister had proposed. But opposition did not want to see reason and did not want to support a legislation which, fearing that this would somehow be advantage to the government, somehow would be advantage to the ruling party.
Right. Before I get, you know, you've raised a very pertinent point that, you know, the opposition didn't want to give in to something that they saw was going to benefit the government. But before I talk to you about that, let's listen to what Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Khadse, said. She spoke exclusively to Akashwani News.
मुझे लगता है कि आज हम हमारे देश के सभी महिलाओं के लिए अत्यंत दुख की बात है कि जिस उत्साह के साथ जिस अपेक्षा के साथ आज महिलाएं सभी इस सदन की ओर देख रही थी कि उनका भी इस रिजर्वेशन के माध्यम से उनका सपना पूरा होने जा रहा था लेकिन अपोजिशन दलों ने इसे ये सपने को भंग किया है सपना पूरा होने से उन्होंने रोक दिया है जबकि आज पूरी मेजोरिटी के साथ हमें ये अपेक्षित था कि आज सभी दल इस बिल को समर्थन देते क्योंकि ये बिल किसी एक पार्टी के लिए नहीं था ये बिल देश की सभी महिलाओं के लिए था लेकिन कांग्रेस पार्टी ने और बाकी दलों ने इसे होने नहीं दिया तो देश की महिलाएं इन पार्टियों को कभी माफ नहीं करेगी क्योंकि इन लोगों ने महिलाओं का अधिकार छीना है.
That was Union Minister Raksha Khadse giving her exclusive reaction to Akashwani News on the defeat of this particular bill. Let me also tell our listeners at this point of time exactly how the whole thing transpired. So after the bill was defeated on the floor of the House, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the other two bills, including the Delimitation Bill 2026 and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026, are interlinked with the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026, and hence these two bills will not be moved for passage. He in fact accused the opposition of losing the opportunity of to provide reservation to women. And now let's take in another reaction, which is from the Minister of State for Labour and Employment, Shobha Karanjale. she spoke about her what she thought of the opposition's reaction or opposition's, you know, intention to defeat this bill.
Mahila reservation bill ko harane ka kaam aaj parliament ka andar hua hai. Hum bahut apmanit ho gaye. Pura desh ka mahila aaj intezar kar rahe the. Mahila reservation bill pass hoga, hum bhi parliament jayenge, hum bhi vidhan sabha jayenge, MLA banke jayenge, MP banke jayenge, kyunki itna saal hum party ko kaam kiya hai. हम पार्टी का वर्कर्स है, मगर उसको हराने का काम आज इंडी अलायंस ने किया, राहुल गांधी का नेतृत्व में किया. हम नहीं सहनेंगे, ये महिला का अपमान है. महिला बिल का अपमान नहीं, ये केवल बीजेपी का बिल नहीं था, पूरा देश का लोग, देश का कार्यकर्ता लोग, वो हर पार्टी का मांग रहे थे महिला बिल पास होना चाहिए. उसको हराने का काम किया है, हम विरोध करेंगे. पूरा देश में ये इंडी अलायंस को हम विरोध करेंगे.
That was Minister of State Shobha Karanjale saying that this, what happened on the floor of the House, the way the opposition defeated this particular bill was not an insult to the bill itself, but to the, it was an insult for the women of the country. And now let's listen to the reaction from Member of Parliament Shambhavi Chaudhary.
It's a black day for the Indian democracy and its women. जो महिलाएं सदियों से अपने हित के लिए लड़ रही थी, जो आज सदन की तरफ उम्मीद से देख रही थी, उन सबका सपना टूट गया है. इनफैक्ट मेरे को खुद एक इमोशनल डिस्करेजमेंट फील हो रहा है कि किस तरीके से नीच और तुष्टिकरण की राजनीति के लिए कांग्रेस पार्टी ने इस बिल को नहीं पास होने दिया. सारी महिलाएं जो है वो कहीं ना कहीं आज दुखी है, क्योंकि हम लोग सब बहुत आशा और उम्मीद के साथ विपक्ष की तरफ देख रहे थे.
Mr. Iyer, I'll get back to you. We just had a few reactions, especially from the women members of parliament coming in. You know, they're calling it an insult, not to the bill, but to the, it's an insult for the women of the country. They're saying that they feel very disheartened about the way this bill has been defeated. What do you say to it? Because the government was very clear. We heard the Home Minister saying that if this bill is not passed now, it will, you know, if we leave it to the, it will not get implemented till 2034. Because if you're going to link it to the census, then that means the 2024, in 2029, when the next general elections are due, the census figures may not be complete, and therefore to implement that bill at that point of time may not be possible. So actually we have deprived the 50% of population of this country, you know, we've deprived them of their what is due to them, and we've taken them back by 8 years if this is now going to be implemented in 2034.
Absolutely, you know, that is why it is very saddening that an effort was made to see that this can be advanced to 2029 elections. Mm. And the formula, I feel that this would have been the best formula, because now what will happen is, if you are going by whatever was already amended in 2023, that timeline would have mean that first the census, which has just begun, the 2026 census has just begun.
Yes.
Enumerators are not going door to door. It has just started. That means by the time it is completed, it will be sometime end of 2027. When figures are ready, in then 28, you will have a delimitation commission.
Yeah.
A commission will be set up, which will visit every state, will visit the constituencies, will hear public hearing, then give a report or a formula on the basis of which seats will be allocated. On the basis of population. And by the, so that is definitely not possible in 2029.
Absolutely.
That is why a prime minister proposed that this is the quickest way we can implement, because today women are waiting for an opportunity to serve right from panchayat up to parliament. Already the 50% reservation in the panchayat bodies have seen.
Yes.
Women participating very actively, giving new leadership and ushering very quick development, which is very tuned to the community that they represent and serve. Now, similar thing could have happened here, because at the rate at which we are going, you know, the women representation has not been increasing at that speed. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it was necessary that should have been a formula that would have taken it much forward, because today women have made their mark in different walks of life.
Absolutely.
And a number of them would serve the country better if they come into parliament and give their leadership and ideas and commitment to further our economic progress and social progress as well.
Right. And now let's listen to the Union Minister Giriraj Singh's reaction to this bill's defeat.
Look, this is कांग्रेस और इंडी सेक्शन ने जिस ढंग से फिर महिला बिल को गिराने का काम किया, ये देश की जनता और नारी शक्ति ने देखा और उनके चेहरे को भी देखा है। आने वाले दिनों में पाय पाय की कीमत इन लोगों को चुकाना पड़ेगा।
That was Union Minister Giriraj Singh giving his reaction to what happened earlier in the Parliament today. Mr. Shekhar Iyer, I'll get back to you. Earlier you were saying, you know, that it seemed that, you know, despite saying that they are all in favor of the women's reservation bill, yet they linked it to delimitation bill, and they said that is the reason that they don't want it to get through. So like you said, and we just heard the minister also saying that the Congress and India bloc worked to defeat this bill. So it is really the political compulsion of not letting because the opposition felt that if they allowed this bill to pass, more than that, the women getting their due, it would be, give the direct benefit to the present government, to Prime Minister Modi and the NDA government. So that seemed to be the political compulsion for them to defeat this bill.
No, it looks like, narrow political considerations have come into play. I think the basic problem of the opposition parties on this new formula of increasing the number of seats is they probably felt that they are not able to achieve success given the current strength of the House. If the number were to go up, given in the kind of some of the parties like the Congress, that organizationally they have become defunct in many states.
Mm-hmm.
They have been unable to fight elections to the best of their ability. Now, their fear, this is my presumption,
yeah,
was that if the number of seats go up, then it will be even more difficult for them to contest and win seats.
Yes.
This is a very, very narrow consideration.
Yeah.
Without realizing that all the parties would have faced this problem, including the ruling party.
Yes, absolutely.
See, when the number of seats go up, suppose you have a Lok Sabha which has 850 members, that means the halfway mark is 425 plus.
Mm-hmm.
So for every party, this would have been a challenge. No particular party would have an advantage. But at the same time, parties could have given greater representation, and they could have brought women from different walks of life into the parliament to given them an opportunity. And today there are a lot of young women, full of energy and dynamism, full of ideas, and who are well connected to the community they represent. That is why even today, Anubha, you would have,
yes,
seen Prime Minister saying, at least please allow the year to come.
Yes.
I mean, it was a very, very earnest appeal from the Prime Minister to all parties that just let it happen. See, there may be other questions. Within that representation, women should be representing all strata of life. All those arguments are there. But that is what the parties themselves undertake. Unfortunately, these political parties, they do lip service to women empowerment,
yes,
and women representation. But the heart of it, the male mindset is at work, unfortunately, even in this time and in this era. That is why some of the fear is that if these new people come in, the dynamics of politics will change, the dynamics of governance will change, and that is a change that they are not very comfortable. But then you can never, never, avoid a change that is to come, because it can only get postponed or delayed. But one day or the other, women are going to have a rightful place from panchayats to parliament. But political parties normally should prepare for the situation and the eventuality by right away getting into it.
Mm-hmm.
But what we find is they have got down to very, very narrow, See, today, when you look at the reactions coming from, say, Tamil Nadu Chief Minister, he says Tamil Nadu has defeated Delhi. Now, what is this kind of response?
Right.
I mean, you are talking about women. Women of Tamil Nadu would have also benefited.
Yes.
You are talking of Delhi versus Tamil Nadu. And all this, creating impression that southern states will lose their voice. How can they lose their voice? Have they lost voice today? Because it would have increased proportionally.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was a very good formula, but for very narrow political considerations,
yes,
thinking that, elections, and even Mamata Banerjee, Bengal,
right,
Bengal, the Trinamool has always been giving a lot of representation women. They should have embraced this, because it should have meant more women from Bengal getting a chance,
right,
and opportunity.
Right. So we have another reaction coming in, and this time it's from Member of Parliament and Senior BJP Leader Ravi Shankar Prasad.
स्पष्ट है कि कांग्रेस पार्टी विशेष रूप से राहुल गांधी हर बात का विरोध करते हैं और आज जब नारी उत्थान और नारी विकास के लिए नरेंद्र मोदी की सरकार समर्पित है उसका भी विरोध सीट बढ़ा दिया गया 50% का कमिटमेंट भी दे दिया गया, ऑफर दिया गया, उसका भी विरोध। तो स्पष्ट है कि ये लोग नारी विकास, नारी वंदन, नारी रिप्रेजेंटेशन के पूरे मांग का विरोध करते हैं। देश की जनता और देश की माताएं बहनों से कभी माफ नहीं करेंगे।
Mr. Iyer, let's take one before I get back to you. There is another reaction we have. This time it's from the BJP MP Bansuri Swaraj.
बारिश हो रही है क्योंकि आज प्रकृति भी आहत होकर अपना आक्रोश प्रकट कर रही है। आज वचन पूर्ति का दिन था लेकिन कांग्रेस पार्टी और विपक्ष के ऊपर केवल राजनीतिक स्वार्थ ही छाया हुआ था, इसलिए उन्होंने इस देश की मातृशक्ति के साथ आज धोखाधड़ी करी है। आप देख लीजिएगा, वो पूरी की पूरी भारत की मातृशक्ति के आक्रोश का पात्र बनेंगे इस वजह से।
Mr. Iyer, earlier, you know, you were saying that one of the considerations probably the opposition had at the back of their mind that they're still, you know, they are as it is, they have not been performing very well in the last few elections that we have seen. So probably that was playing somewhere on the back of their mind that if they allow this kind of, bill to get through and if the number of seats for women increase, they may still not be able to reap its benefit. So what I'm getting from this is that the opposition doesn't seem to have any confidence in themselves, whereas the government was ready to take that risk. Like you rightfully said, if this was going to affect both the opposition as well as the ruling party, but clearly the government was willing to take that risk, the opposition wasn't.
It looks like it, because you see, any change of this kind is inconvenient to begin with. Mm-hmm. Because parties, their method of selection of candidates, the method of grooming women right from their within the internal structure of the party, you know, it all will undergo a change. But somehow the opposition parties felt, since the government was keen to bring it early, it means there is some benefit to be accrued, yes, to the BJP.
Right.
So this kind of fear, and you know, one more thing, Anubhav, you have to see, just before the bill was put to vote today, Home Minister offered, he says, we are just adjourn the house for 1 hour.
Yes.
We'll bring an amendment in this itself.
Right.
We'll mention the 50% in this, the delimitation bill itself we'll mention.
Right.
That all the existing number of seats will go up. And to which we heard Akhilesh Yadav respond, the Samajwadi Party leader. He says, even if you give in writing that you will make a woman prime minister, we will not support you.
Right.
That means they were determined not to endorse this legislation. And this being a constitutional amendment bill, it required 2/3 of the members to be present and vote.
Right.
That is why it has lost today.
Right. So I want to bring your attention to another fact that before this bill was put to vote and even before the debate restarted in the House earlier in the morning, the government did notify the Women's Reservation Bill 2023. Earlier today, and which came into force from yesterday itself. Why do you think the government did that? Do you think that they had it in the back of their mind that this bill may not, the amendment bill may not actually get through the parliament?
Well, see, the question of number was very clear. Because for a constitution amendment to go through the Lok Sabha, it requires at least 360 members.
Yes.
Whereas they were short by 67 members. The NDA was short by 67 members.
Right.
Though there were, what they got was little more,
yeah.
Five more MPs have backed
Absolutely.
The government, those who are non-NDA members. But at the same time, the picture was clear. Similarly, in the Rajya Sabha, they were short by 21 members to make it a 2/3 to be members to be present and voting. See,
yeah.
The arithmetic of the two houses was very clear. But
right.
At the same time, the government felt that the opposition parties would realize these are occasions when they will have to forget their political interest or their perceived political interest and join hands with
yes,
the government.
And rise above party lines.
Yeah, unfortunately, they could not see beyond their very, very narrow political interest, which again, I think, is a misreading of that also. Because these opposition parties did not realize today women are watching. They are watching what is happening.
Yeah.
And and when they see that there is a deliberate attempt
right.
to scuttle a very big reform, a very big change, definitely they are going to feel very, very upset with the manner in which the opposition parties have acted in this case.
So then what was the government's reasoning in notifying the 2023 law?
No, the government said, look, since the legislation is already there in the statute yes. book, this was to be given effect. And they were delaying it for the simple reason they hoped that if this had been passed, it would have straight away started implementation in 2029 election. Mm-hmm. Now what will happen is the law is there. Now yeah. it has given effect, which means it will go through by the earlier timeline. The earlier timeline was completion of the census, followed yes. by delimitation commission. Then the commission decides, you know, how many, what the number should go up.
Right.
See, that would have been a long drawn process. There would be a lot of public hearing.
So, in a way, you can say that the government has, you know, shown its intention by, you know, notifying this law, and but it's a opposition, you know, which has been now put to task, so to speak. And let's now take another reaction. This time it's from the Member of Parliament, Aparajita Sarangi.
ये हमारी हार नहीं हुई ये देश की आधी आबादी की हार है और इन लोगों ने अपनी अहम की वजह से महिलाओं के का साथ छोड़ दिया बहुत दुख की बात है हमारी तरफ से बहुत कुछ नहीं समझाया गया था सारे तर्क वितर्क इनके साथ हमारे हुए लेकिन ऐसी स्थिति में इन्होंने आधी आबादी को जो अधिकार देना था उनका अधिकार है संसद में आना आज हम जानते हैं 13.6% सांसद महिला संसद के अंदर बैठती हैं बड़े दुख की बात है और जब समय आया था हमें लगा यही समय है सही समय है उस समय इन लोगों ने हमारा साथ छोड़ दिया मुझे लगता है देश की आधी जनता इन्हें कभी माफ नहीं करेगी
And one more reaction now. This time it's from the BJP MP Kangana Ranaut.
देखिए बहुत ही शर्मिंदगी भरा जो है ये माहौल है मुझे लगता है इससे ज्यादा दुखद और पीड़ादायक आज तक शायद कभी कुछ नहीं हुआ है और कांग्रेस पार्टी ने विपक्ष ने जो है हर हद पार कर दी है अन्याय की और मैं कहूंगी कि कहीं ना कहीं महिलाओं से घृणा की उन्होंने हर हद पार कर दी है और आज भारत की बेटी जो है उसका मनोबल उन्होंने पूरी तरह से गिरा दिया है पूरी तरह से तहस नहस कर दिया है और मैं सोचती हूँ आई फील लाइक अ पर्सनल लॉस फॉर माई सेल्फ एंड फॉर ऑल द वुमेन जिनके लिए हमें इतने सपने थे पर आई थिंक जैसे प्रधानमंत्री जी ने कहा है कि हमारी सरकार ये बिल लाकर ही रहेगी तो हमें प्रधानमंत्री जी पर पूरा विश्वास है
Mr. Iyer, we just heard, BJP MP Kangana Ranaut saying that the Prime Minister has vowed, he has promised that the government will do all it can to bring in this bill. So what is the next step now that this amendment bill has been defeated? What do you think is the next step for the government now?
Well, there are two, three options available to the government. They can again bring the bill for a fresh bill for a consideration that can be done after some time.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, they can continue to talk to the opposition to build a consensus, make them see the reason. Because, it was the urgency was caused because now the census work has already started. Now, after 6 months or so, it will be very difficult to bring the amendment. Because by then, census would have been gone and next year, the census would almost come to conclusion. So then the cry would be, let us wait for the census figures. And then on the basis, the whole issue was what should be the number of seats to be allocated for women reservation. That is why government came with a very simple formula. Let us take the present strength of the house, add 50% of the present strength, and that allowed that portion to be reserved for women. See, otherwise this delimitation, as they say, is a lamba chakkar.
Yes.
In the sense, there will be a commission that will visit the constituencies, look at each constituencies, they will come with a formula that one particular Lok Sabha constituency or an assembly constituency should represent so many people mm-hmm. that there will be a fix and this would there will be public hearing there will be it will be a long drawn affair and 2034 is very far off we are in 2026 so
right.
therefore what could have been achieved very quickly in a couple of years because that would have meant the earlier implementation for the assembly elections are due but unfortunate parties where Congress, where Priyanka Gandhi herself spoke against the bill, and Priyanka Gandhi herself talked of,
right.
main mahila hu, main lad sakti hu kind of thing. When it comes to really bringing some change, they could not go beyond what Rahul Gandhi had thought for the Congress.
Right. Okay. So now it's time for to listen into yet another reaction, this time from BJP Member of Parliament Medha Kulkarni.
बिल्कुल निराशाजनक प्रदर्शन इंडिया अघाड़ी के गठबंधन ने दिखाया है. मातृशक्ति का श्रम, हिंदुस्तान के नारी शक्ति का श्रम इंडिया अघाड़ी को लगने वाला है. हम उम्मीद लेके बैठे थे कि इतना अच्छा सॉल्यूशन लेकर माननीय मोदी जी की केंद्र सरकार आई है. अब तो कन्विंस हो जाएंगे उनके एक भी मुद्दा उनका जो लॉजिकल नहीं था.
नारी शक्ति का
सबके ऊपर सॉल्यूशन देने की कोशिश और यशस्वी प्रयास इस बिल में आया था. फिर भी निराशाजनक दुखद प्रदर्शन इंडिया अखाड़े ने दिखाया है. नारी शक्ति कभी भी अपमान नहीं सह सकेगी और इसका बदला इंडिया अघाड़ी को जरूर चुकाना पड़ेगा. और ये शराब आधी आबादी का शाप लगेगा उनको.
एंड भारतीय जनता पार्टी प्रेसिडेंट एंड राज्यसभा एमपी नितिन नबीन ऑल्सो गेव हिज रिएक्शन टू व्हाट हैपेंड अर्लियर.
भारत के यशस्वी प्रधानमंत्री जी ने यशस्वी प्रयास किया और आज का दिन स्वर्ण अक्षरों में लिखा जा सकता था. पर कांग्रेस का जो एंटी वुमेन अलायंस है, जिस प्रकार से देश की आधी आबादी के साथ विश्वासघात करने का काम पूरे राहुल गांधी एंड टीम ने किया है, मैं मानता हूं कि आज जो एक आधी आबादी को एक बड़ा हक, एक भागीदारी सुनिश्चित करने का दिन हो सकता था, उनके भागीदारी को, उनके हक की मारी कांग्रेस और उनके सहयोगी दलों ने किया है. और मेरा यह भी मानना है कि इस पूरे प्रकरण में पूरी तरह से कांग्रेस का जो एंटी वुमेन है, अलायंस है, वो पूरा एक्सपोज हुआ. एक एक विषय पे हमारे नेताओं ने, हमारे प्रधानमंत्री जी ने तो स्पष्ट रूप से कहा कि हम तो पूरा यश आपको देना चाहते हैं. ये यश लेने की लड़ाई नहीं है, ये लड़ाई महिलाओं को अधिकार दिलाने की है. पर यश तो दूर, वो तो अपने ही पैर पे कुल्हाड़ी मार रहे हैं. और हम आपको आश्वस्त करते हैं कि जिस प्रकार से उन्होंने आज महिलाओं को हक की मारी की है, हम इस विषय को लेकर पूरी तरह से सड़क पर जाएंगे. महिलाओं को निश्चित रूप से आधी आबादी अब पूरी तरह से कांग्रेस और उनके एंटी वुमेन अलायंस के खिलाफ खड़ी होगी. और हम इसको सुनिश्चित करेंगे कि जिस प्रकार का खेल उन्होंने संसद में आंकड़ों के आधार पर खेला, भले ही बिल गिर गया होगा, लेकिन महिलाओं के दिल से ये एंटी वुमेन अलायंस पूरी तरह से गिर गया.
That was the BJP National President Nitin Nabin giving his reaction. And now let's listen to what Union Minister Chirag Paswan said.
विपक्ष ने आज एक बात पूरी तरीके से स्पष्ट कर दी है कि ये जो तथाकथित इंडिया अलायंस है, ये एक्चुअल में एंटी वुमेन अलायंस है. और आज सभी दलों ने विपक्ष के इसमें अपनी एकजुटता दिखाकर जो इस मुहिम को चलाने का काम किया है कि कुछ हो जाए, हम महिलाओं को संसद में नहीं आने देंगे, आधी आबादी का रिप्रेजेंटेशन यहाँ पे नहीं होने देंगे, ये इनकी उस सोच को दर्शाता है. हर बार हम इसके साथ हैं. अरे प्रभु, हम लोग कह के थक गए. अगर साथ हो तो फिर साथ दो ना. आप बहाने एक के बाद एक आज डिलिमिटेशन पे आप बहाना बना रहे हैं. मुझे नहीं लगता कि इससे बेहतर प्रस्ताव सरकार के द्वारा दिया जा सकता था. डिलिमिटेशन पे साउथ की पार्टीज को किस बात का एतराज होता था? इसी बात का ना कि सेंसस के हिसाब से हुआ, पॉपुलेशन के हिसाब से हुआ तो हमारी सीटें कम हो जाएंगी. यहां पे तो इक्वल डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन हो रहा है. हर राज्य की मौजूदा जितनी सीटें हैं उसका 50% हम लोग जोड़ने का काम कर रहे हैं. इक्वल डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन ऑफ द सीट्स हो रहा है. जिसका जितना रिप्रेजेंटेशन आज की तारीख में संसद में है, जिस भी दल का, जिस भी राज्य का, सेम वही रिप्रेजेंटेशन डिलिमिटेशन के बाद भी होता. उसके बाद भी अगर आपको सिर्फ बहाना ही चाहिए, इससे बेहतर प्रपोजल बता दीजिए क्या मिलेगा इनको.
Mr. Iyer, I will get back to you now. You know, apart from the fact that what happened earlier in the House of you know, it not only just deprived the women of this country of their rightful share in the polity of the nation, it also, you know, there was this one particular bill that was related to, that was linked to the Constitutional Amendment 131st Bill, was the Delimitation Bill. And like the Union Home Minister said, you know, he negated the opposition's apprehensions on the delimitation exercise and said that provisions have been made in the constitution for delimitation, and this will lead to rationalization of voters in every constituency. In fact, if you remember, the Home Minister said that at the time of the last census or last delimitation, that was in 70s, the population of the country was around 55 crore. Now it's 140 crores. So it's very important. So it's not only that. In the 2029 elections, we'll not only be depriving women of their, of the opportunity to represent, gender in the house, but we're also depriving a very large, large section of the population by, putting this delimitation bill on the back burner.
Indeed, because there is definitely a need for delimitation, because our population has grown in the last 2-3 decades, and even the last delimitation was redrawing the existing constituencies without increasing the number. Mm-hmm. This time it was to do both, redraw the constituencies as well as increasing the number, and that number was necessary also to ensure that the women are given their place. You know something, Anubha?
Yes.
This idea of women's reservation has been there for most 3-4 decades. And every time it has got scuttled by parties who felt that their whole approach was so much of male domination, they were not willing to make provision for women's representation. So they opposed it on the ground, saying, no, there should be a quota within quota. They came up with all kinds of answers.
Yes.
And every time, there was an occasion when a women's vote bill was torn up and Congress was in power, or at least the government supported by the Congress was also there. We have seen all these things, which goes to show that these changes would never come because some parties are determined not to allow it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they cannot visualize a situation where women will have so much of representation.
Right, right.
So this is the easiest way, and they could have come in. And today, you see, they are going against their own base, their popular base or whatever, because women of all sections, in all states, in all regions, are seeing what is happening. Now, when everywhere it is recognized that the welfare of the society depends on the welfare of the women. See, unless the happiness quotient of women improve, the society as a whole cannot improve.
Right. Let's now listen into what Union Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said on this development today.
देखिए महिलाओं के आरक्षण के लिए लाया गया संविधान संशोधन का विधेयक आज जिस तरह से गिरा है और जिस तरह से कांग्रेस ने देश को बांटने के अपने एजेंडा को एक बार फिर पुरजोर शब्दों में रखा कांग्रेस का चाल कांग्रेस का चरित्र और कांग्रेस का चेहरा तीनों बेनकाब हुए हैं.
That was Union Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat giving his reaction. And let's now listen into what BJP MP Surya Tejasvi said about it.
This is a very deeply disappointing day for India's democracy. This was a historic opportunity for all political parties to come together to give the women of this country their rightful share in policy making. The Congress party, however, has continued its pattern of betraying the women of this country by opposing the women reservation bill in the same way that they have opposed 6 times in the past. It is very unfortunate. The only thing I can say at this time is the women of this country feel betrayed. The Congress party will pay very dearly for this sin. At the opportune time, the women of the country are not going to forgive the Congress party.
That was BJP MP Surya Tejasvi. And that's all we have time for in this program. Mr. Shekhar Iyer, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your views on the special session of Parliament in which we today saw the defeat of the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill related to women's reservation.
Thank you.
Namaskar.
You are listening to a special program on Nari Shakti Vandan. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.